It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Austin.
You know, very famously here in Chicago, Michael Jordan had his flu game. Well, right now we are going to Ron Coomer with the flu call. Our man is under the weather, but he's still joining us today for Coom's Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Coom, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. We just got a little voice issue and a little cold, but I think half of Chicago's got the same thing, so it's all good.
I imagine in your playing days, you've had to play through injury quite a number of times, right?
Yeah, I didn't like being sick. The sick thing to me when I was playing was like, what's the sense of this? You know, I had a bunch of knee surgery, so I dealt with the injury thing, and that's just part of it, but the sick thing I never could understand. I just, it bugged me, but right now, you know, it's part of it, and, you know, we'll be okay. No big deal.
Well, it looks like nothing keeps you down.
Yeah.
Here you are doing the good stuff.
That's why he's an all-star.
That's right.
Well, Ron, you're just now gotten back home from a West Coast road trip that included Los Angeles and San Diego. Last week for Coom's Corner, we talked to you about Los Angeles for the Coom's Country Scale, and you said you predicted that San Diego would have a higher rating of Los Angeles' score of 4. So where does San Diego lie on the Coom's Country Scale?
San Diego, to me, is one of those places where they have a lot more country music, a lot more people that listen to it. It seems like there's quite a few where we stay here in this gas lamp district by the ballpark. There's about 4 or 5 country bars. So they're into the country music. So this would be a 6 or a 7 here in San Diego.
Okay.
So, all right. I like that.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So we'll land at a 6.5. You know, Melissa and I were out there in August last year, and Melissa and I may or may not have dappled in a few of those country bars.
I understand that wholeheartedly. Yes. I'm fully aware. Yes. If you're coming out here, you might as well, right?
You might as well, right? Yeah. When in San Diego?
Yes, sir.
Next time you're feeling better, we'll all go to the country bars together.
Yeah,
deal. I think you guys should come to San Diego. Absolutely.
And now you're talking.
Okay.
It's been warm and, you know, 70 degrees every day. This is one of those places where the weather is incredible. It's like the same every day. It's a beautiful place.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I have a non-sports question for you, of course.
Here we go.
As
shocker.
I always do.
Yeah, right on brand.
So I was thinking about this the other day. When the players are out on the field and they cannot get off the field, but they have to go pee. Or they have to go number 2.
Okay.
Do they wear an adult diaper just in case?
No.
Oh, that was a quick no?
No. That was the fastest no Ron's ever given us.
So then what do you do in an emergency?
Well, there's bathrooms in the dugout in every ballpark, so you're fine. You just, like every other job that we do, and, you know, you just use the bathroom and then you go out to the field. That's all. Mm. No big deal.
All right.
What about you as a broadcaster in the broadcast booth? I mean, if you are in a really long inning, you know, you've got to go.
I just get up and go. Yeah, and you know, that's why you get a Hall of Famer next to you with Pat.
What does Pat do if he has to go?
Same thing. You just go. And then you're listening to me. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
So if we hear Ron go on this, like, incessant rant about something, we know that Pat's probably being.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. We're going to remember that for the future.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Ron, we don't want to hold you because we know you were playing under the weather today, but we appreciate your time as always. We look forward to Coom's Corner every single Friday here on Melissa and Austin. Of course, brought to us by our friends from Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Ron, we cannot wait for today's 120, the first 120 since opening day. Really looking forward to this this weekend series at Wrigley.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be nice, you know, getting back home and playing some games at home. We've been on the West Coast for a long time, it seems like. So it'd be fun to get back home and play some games and just get in front of our crowd and in front of our ballpark.
All right. Well, rest up your voice and get better, okay?
It'll be fine. Yep. We'll get it right for game time. Absolutely.
Cool. Right. Your voice is sounding better already, just as you're talking. Okay. Thanks,
Ron,
so much.
Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
Feel better.
All right. You guys take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.